Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Harav Shlomo Einhorn Shlita. He should have bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'ase yadav. We are starting Li Neder b'siyata d'shmaya, our series of shiurim in Sefer Mishlei in English. We've already had many in Lashon HaKodesh, and in order that the Torah should be able to be spread among those who are a little bit less familiar with the Holy Tongue, we have decided to start giving these shiurim in English, b'siyata d'shmaya, and they are all based on the Torah of Hagon Rabbi Moshe Shapiro Shlita. It says in the Rabbi Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. It says in the pasuk in Mishlei, Mishlei Shlomo ben David Melech Yisrael, Mishalom of Shlomo the son of David, the king of Israel. The Gra says as follows: Mishlei b'chol davar yesh chomer o poel v'tzura v'tachlis, kama shekasavnu kama pe'amim, v'cheinu kan. Mishlei hu ha'chomer shel ha'sefer hazeh, Shlomo hu ha'poel. L'das chachmu musu l'havinim rebinu u'tavnisa v'tzurasu v'inyano, v'yatachas y'lakachas musar, ki lo alimud ikar ela ha'maise. What is the Gra saying? Everything has a chomer, it has this raw material, it has a poel, someone who activates it, it has a tzur, it has a form, and it has a tachlis, it has a purpose. So Mishlei, this pasuk, you know, people read the pasuk, all right, Mishlei, Dov, Shlomo, let's get to, you know, let's cut to the chase. What is he going to say? This is just the hakdama. This hakdama is very, very important. So you have the Mishlei is the chomer of the sefer. That's the raw material of the sefer, the mishalim, the parables. Shlomo is the poel, he activates them. L'das chachmo musar, the pasuk says, l'havin imre bina, to understand wisdom and ethical teachings, to understand sayings of understanding. L'das chachmo musar l'havin imre bina. What does that mean? That's the tavnis, that's the form of this sefer. As what's the form of the sefer? The form of the sefer is to understand Chachman Musar, to understand words of understanding, Imrei Bina. And what's the ultimate purpose? Lakachas Musar. To take Musar. That's the Hemshech HaDvarim. That's Pasuk Beis. L'das Chachman Musar l'havin Imrei Bina. So you have the Chomer of the Sefer, and then you have the what's the Chomer? The Mishlei. What's the Poel? Shlomo. What's the Tzura? Adas Chachom Rav Nimrei Bina. And then Vayter in Pasuk Gimel, it says Lakachas Musar. That's the Tachlis. Lakachas Musar Haskel. So what are Chomer and Tzura? Chomer is raw material. Oh, and then the Grava says, Vayter, ki lo alimud ikar ela ma'ase. The limit is the most important thing, the ma'ase is the most important thing. So Chomer and Tzura, form, raw material, and that Chomer is the raw material, and the Tzura is like the form. So the Metzius reality is grasped by us with our five senses. When you have an object that changes from one reality to another, this engenders a change in our perception, in the perception of our five senses. And if we have a change in our perception of our five senses, so then that's also going to be change the way we view reality. We all have a narrative of reality based on our senses to a great extent. If our senses change, reality will change. If the reality changes, our senses' perception of that reality would change. When we see an object changed its color, its smell, its became softer or harder, we understand that this object was changed from one mitzias to another mitzias. But it doesn't mean that it's a completely different mitzias, because we understand that there's some sort of kesher between the object now and the previous object. These are not two completely separate, different objects. It's sort of like the woman you married and the woman you're married to now. She's not the girl who you thought you were marrying. That everybody knows is never happens. That the girl you thought you were marrying, you're marrying. And vice versa, of course. So that she's definitely different than you thought. You find out a lot of new things. But self called self, she's the same girl. What they call in an expression, Ota geveret b'shinui aderet. The same girl with a different dress. She's the same girl. There is a connection between these two girls, just different. So therefore we have to say, back to our chafatzim, that was just my marriage insight. So in every object, there's something that never changes. And this is not at all perceived with the five senses. We know it's true. And then everything, every object has something about it that changes. So every object has chomer and sur. Chomer is what exists and never changes. It is what exists and is never understood, perceived by the five senses. The tsura is what's mashpi on the chomer. It influences the chomer and gives it its form. And that's how we perceive it. That's how we sense it with our senses. In other words, through the tsura that's mutbaz b'chomer, through the tsura that's imprinted on the chomer, on the raw reality, on the raw existence, the raw material, we have a tfisa, we have an understanding in the chomer. So for example, you have an object which is raw material, and it's like a hard, it's a baseball, it's a hard ball. Why they call it playing hardball. So we understand this chomer because of its tsura. The tsura is that it's a hard object. So we're connecting to the chomer through the tsura of the hardness. So now we get to Bereishis, which is this week's parasha. I'm always excited when we're learning another sefer, and it gets back to this week's parasha. So that's always super cool. And whenever we quote the parasha, it's always going to be parasha 1 week. So v'aretz ha'sov vavo, the land was of tov vavo. What does that mean? Rashi tov lashem tema v'shimamun. She'adam tov mishtomim al bo sheba. Tov is like, what's going on? Tema shimamun, what's happening here? You're tov, you're mishtomim. Al bo, what's this chaos? They have a long Ramban. I'm going to read out the Ramban. Ve'ata shama perish hamikra al pshuta. Shema perish hamikra al pshuta. Nachon u'bar. Kadosh Baruch Hu bar kol Avraham me'afisa muchletes. Ve'en etzlenu ba'otzas yesh me'ayin el lashon bar. Ve'en kol anase tachas Hashemesh olamala hove min ha'ayin atchala rishona. Aval hotzi min ha'efes ha'gamur ha'muchlet yisoid dak me'od. Ein bol mamish. Aval u'koach mamtzi. Muchan l'kab l'atzur v'latzis min ha'koach l'apoah. Vua chomer arishon. Nikoli yavanim hiyuli. So listen to the pshat in this pasuk. God created everything from nothing. When God creates something from nothing, that's called bara. And that's what God did. God took from nothing something. And from then on, everything we have is something from something. So what did God do? God made like did like this. What God did was, he made this hiyuli, this raw material, what the Greeks call hiyuli. That's that first molecule, they say, that the Big Bang came from. That might be what the Rambam's referring to. Ramban is referring to. If there was a Big Bang, not that old. But however you understand it, there's this koach hiyuli, this raw material, this little tiny molecule, whatever it is, I'm just using the word molecule. And that's the Chomer HaRishon. And after that, God didn't create anything. Everything is all encapsulated in that. Everything banged from that. Everything boomed from that. And then God, obviously, Hashem made it. Yes? Hashem, hu, abal yotzer ve'osa. Yumenu himsi akol, ve'hilbish at tzuras v'tike nosa. And from that, he made all the tzuras. V'chomer zesh nikra yuli, v'nikra v'losh anakolish tohu. So this he yuli, says the Ramban, is called tohu. V'amilig zeros milashonim b'toa al rishonos. Neshim ba'adam ligzer al shem. So Tov means like to regret. Because if you give it a name, then you regret it and give it another name. So you have Tov, but you want to call it another name because it hasn't yet been Lovesh Tzura that it has a name. And then what's the tzura? Bohu. Milam Rakevas Bohu, in it it is. So you have this toe, this raw material in which everything is. But our measurement chum and a kana amr bracha might exceed our size of toe vavo. My mashma heisah shekar heisah toe. Or my toe davar hamate bnei adam chazer al bow. Or my bow davar shishbo mamish exceed bohu. Veirli and akud azu belavsha tzur vaisa bohu. Hishcham karnas even ashtia shememenu nishta sa olam. Okay, this is a long Ramban. We're not going to get into it today. Baruch Hashem, they have the Chumash Ramban Hamavur, and they have other many Pirushim on the Ramban. But the Nekuda that we'd like to take out of this Ramban is that the first Bria was Hotzas Yesh Me'ayin. That's Bria Sachomer, that's the Tohu. And a person's Tohu Mishtom is wondering, what should I call this? Because it's not perceived yet by the senses. And in that Bria, God made a Bohu that gives the Tzura to the Chomer. Bohu, in it is the Tzura. So the order of the creation was first Bria, then Yitzira, then Asiya. Bria is Hotzas Yesh Me'ayin, the creation of the Chomer. Yitzira is when he gave a Tzura to the Chomer. Yitzira comes the lashon of Tzura, form. Asiya is when he finishes it up, like V'asasa Sipor Ne'ah. And that's our world. The Abarbanel has a lot of kashas in the Ramban, and his primary question is that the Torah tells us only things that we need for our avoda. The Torah doesn't deal with abstract philosophy. So what does this Bria of Yesh and putting a Tzura on the Chomer have to do with our avoda? So that's what we'd like to understand now. What this Sipur HaBria has to do mit unser avede, with our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Nefesh Chaim is Marech B'Bir Inyan HaTzelem Elokim. And the essence of what he says is, this is the beginning of Shar Aleph, that a person is a Borei. And the world was given to a person as something unfinished. And he finishes it until its final tzura. Olam, world, is a system of things that are interwoven, interconnected, integrated. A child starts recognizing objects. He doesn't, at first, recognize every object as being separate from every other object. So he has a very narrow world. All the child recognizes it is every object as separate, from every other object. And that's a very narrow world. He doesn't see the connection between everything. He's not able to connect all the dots. There are a lot of dots. When you walk into a room, you immediately know. There's going to be the table, and the chairs are around the table for a reason. And the plates are on the table. And the silverware is around the plates. And the glass that you're drinking from is behind the plate. So the child perceives each object independently without making connection between them, the very young child. Whereas as we get older, you begin to see everything is being interwoven and interconnected. And then you begin to see the whole house as a unit and the city as a unit, different parts. There's the fire station, there's the police department, there is the supermarket, everything is in their place, and everything is needed for everything else. You need police for people looting supermarkets. Just little current events. So, what is the world? What are we trying to do in this world? You're trying to make Seder in the world. When you make Seder in the world, you're in essence creating a world. You're giving a world meaning. When you make Seder in something, when you give it order, you're giving it meaning, you're giving it purpose. What they call in Yiddish, telos. Not really Yiddish. But you're giving it a purpose. You're giving it meaning. So through the sin of Adam HaRishon, there was a possibility to create worlds of Sheker, what they would call in modern parlance, a false narrative. Every person lives in the world that he created for himself, and our purpose in this world is to be tofes, to understand the proper order of the Bria, to go deeper and deeper, to deepen our understanding, our perception in the Tzura Sa'olam, and live in a true world. In other words, we want to have the true narrative. As it says, Utmunas Hashem Yabit, to see the face of Hashem, to see the godliness within creation, is giving the true narrative to life. life in a world of sheker is the life of those sinners in this world. A mitzius a sheker is a mitzius that is independent, because that is the narrative of a person based on which he lives his life. He can create a mitzius of sheker. He can say there's no God, there's no afterlife, there's no reward and punishment, and it's all meaningless. We're all just a bunch of chemicals that accidentally came together in a primordial soup, blew up, we became monkeys, and then 20 billion years later we were human beings. Wow! What's the meaning of our life? Nothing. Just a big mistake. A person can live that way. But that's the false narrative. That's the Metzius of Sheker. And that's the Maharal writes in a number of places that Gehenna is Heyader. Gehenna means just a complete lack of existence, and that's where the sinner is going to live. The root of all pain and suffering in this world are the negation of the conditions that are needed for a person's existence. A person's lacking food, a person's lacking drink, a person's lacking sleep. In a true world where there's no achiza for sheker, where there's no hold of falsehood, what's going to happen? This person who lived with his false narrative is going to have nothing, is going to be lacking what he needs for his existence. Because now he's going to go to that world, the true world, and he's still going to be living in his world of sheker. He's going to have nothing. All he's going to have is his false narrative. That's nothing. So that's Heyader. That's Gehenna. You create the world you are going to. That's what the pasuk says in Koheles 12:8. Ki ad ha'olech adam el beis olamo. You are going to the world that you created for yourself. Olamo, your world. And that is what the Ramban means. In the Etzem Tochen of Maisa Abriya, in the very content of the creation of the world, we have all of the avod of this world. Where does our avod? What's our avoda? To give a tsura to the chomer. What did God do when He created the world? There was a chomer. That's the toe, according to the Ramban. And then there's the bohu. And then He gave a tsura to that chomer. Bohu. And that's our job. Our job is to give a form, is to give meaning to the world. Kolashen Rabbeinu, be'etzem tochen shel maaseh abriya munach kol shorash ha'avodah b'olam hazeh. Ha'makom shebo anu matchilim letfos et abriya hu netinat ha'tzura lachomer. Sham ha'nekuda rishona sheyesh lanu shayechut eleha. Zehu shorash ha'avodah shelanu b'olameinu. Nitan lanu ha'chomer v'anu tzrichim latet lo et ha'tzura. We were given the chomer, and we have to give a tzur, we have to give a form, we have to give a meaning, we have to give a purpose to this world. We have to make our world, we have to create this, we have to reveal the true narrative of life. And it's kind of not at a ma'arechet, shel olamenu la'amik et ha'tfisa ba ad kedei yitzirat olam shekulo banui b'mitziut shel emet. We have to create this mitzius of emes, and it keeps going higher. You keep getting more and more tzur, you keep finding deeper and deeper meaning. So that's our avoda. Our avoda is nesinas tsura, v'hatbasa, putting the tsura on the chomer. So the Gra says that there's the poel, chomer, poel, tsura, v'tachlis. So everything comes, every mitzias comes from a previous reason, cause. This sivas poel the mitzias. And it is in the Metzius. Poel is Pula B'das. Pula without Das is a Misasik. You're not paying attention. And then the Poel is not a reason for the Metzius. You have to have Das. So therefore, Pula is with Das, and therefore it has to have a Tachlis. So in the Metzius, we have the way God created the world. There was the Poel. He did it. He made it. In our sefer, the poel is Shlomo, and then there's Das, and in the middle there's going to be a Tachlis. And to conclude with a little bit of Kabbalah, says Rabbeinu, Hagra, in the Likutim at the end of Sifra Ditzniusa, the name Havoya is Merames, alludes to these four concepts. Yud, of Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, is a remes to Chomer, the beginning of Bria. Hey is Tzura's form, two lines which compose area, and then the third line is depth. You have the area and then the depth, and that's the hay. Two lines are the area, and then the middle line is the Meimad HaOmek, the depth, as we have in our reality. That's the hay. Then you have the Vav, the Pol, which is a line. A Vav is a line connecting two dots. So the Koach of the Pol, the Koach of the one who activates it, is inheres within the Metzius that is activated. That's the Vav. And then the Hey is the Tachlis, the Gemara Pula Vashlamasa. What's the first Hey? The first Hey is its Surah. And then the Gemara of this Surah, the Tachlis of this Surah, is the last Hey. The relationship between Poel and Tachlis is parallel to the relationship between Chomer and Surah. It starts out being Chomer, and then it ends up with its Surah. It starts out with a Poel, and then it ends up with its Tachlis. And that's the secret of the letters. Yud transforms past to future, from Ba to Yavo. The future is hidden, not perceived. Chomer Hayuli. That's the Yud. Hey, Miyadas, instead of the. Instead of house, the house. So when you say the, oh, that has its sewer. In other words, that's something I can perceive. The house, oh, that house. It's not just something abstract. The Yud is the abstraction. The Hey is the Tzura that I can perceive. Hey also is giving. Hey lechem zara. Bereishis 47:23. Hanachas darvel lefnei amakabla. You place it in front of the person that he should take it. Take the zara. So that's the hay. So we understand the two hays. And then the vav is connects between two things. Right? Vav is vav achibor. So the Poel has a chibur to the Nifal. Right, the Vav is a Poel, and then it has a chibur to the Nifal, what it is activating. The Tachlis that it's activating. That's the Yud, and then the Hey, and then the Vav, and then the Hey. Wow, pretty deep, huh? Anyway, sweet friends, this is very delicious, and Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue in the next shir, and hopefully see many more neflos mitoras Hashem. God should just give us the means to do so, whether it's health, good spirits, the brains, the time, the menuchas hanefesh, financial means, whatever we need, we should be able to learn together. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.